Johnny Shelton, what do you think made the difference in the defensive improvement from the first half to the second half yesterday?
Just little things. Just some things Green Bay was doing scheme-wise. We just kind of had to move a guy here or, you know, slot a guy right here, slot a guy right there. Just little things that were, allowing them to, get big games, in the run game. And, once we were able to fix those things, we were able to neutralize them for the most part.
Sheldon, this is Gary Smith from The Advocate. The run defense numbers for the Saints aren't very good for the year, but do you feel like they may be a little misleading after that first drive that Green Bay had? You had a couple big third down stops, third short. Do you feel like the run defense is playing a little bit better than the numbers say?
Yeah. If a team has, the kind of first drive, Green Bay had against us, I think, would they have, 70 rushing yards or something on the first drive. So, you put yourself in a hole like that early. The numbers can be a little skewed. Giving up almost 200 yards rushing, regardless of how it happened, is unacceptable. We know, we still have some things to correct. And it's always better to correct them on a win, we always say. So, we're able to come out of there with a win, but still got some things to correct. We know we got a team coming in this week, we're going to, try to pound the run. So, just got to get those things corrected this weekend and look forward to having a better week against the run.
Sheldon, how would you say this winning streak, and with none of the games really even been that close at the end, and being in first place is affecting the locker room, if at all, relative to the rest of your time here, relative to last season? How does it feel different?
I just think guys are a lot more confident. Me and Mark were talking about it yesterday on the plane. We had some tough times yesterday, as far as, turnovers on offense, allowing them to run the ball the way we did. But nobody batted an eye. Nobody started pointing fingers. Nobody panicked. Everybody knew, a game is 60 minutes. And that's what we did. We played, a complete game, 60 minutes till the end. And we were able to execute more than they were then. And I think that's a big difference from last year. And I think, especially with the start we had this year, that can tend to divide a team. But, it didn't. We're still, a very close-knit group. And we're able to go out there on Sunday and show that.
What do you think is kind of the big picture when you look? You mentioned the first two games. I mean, the personnel on this team hasn't changed that radically from the first two games. The lineups haven't changed that much. You were good players then, and you were not getting results. You're good players now. You are getting results. What is the overriding theme here that you see out of how this season has progressed?
I think it's just guys sticking with the plan. I think after the first two games, everybody and their mamas were calling for, our D coordinator's head and just completely trying to say we need to abandon everything we've done, but, the thing about it is, we have confidence in what our coordinators and our coaches, lay out for us to do. It's just a matter of going out and execute. That's all football is doing today, execution. A coach can draw up anything, but if you don't go out and execute it, then, it means nothing. So, we just weren't able to execute in those first couple games. But we found a rhythm, over the past four games, and we're just going to look to continue that. Like I said, guys are playing with confidence, guys are having fun, guys are flying around. And that's all you can ask for on defense. You know, if you got 11 guys on defense, you know, flying around, having fun, and playing with the tenacity that we've been playing with, you know, it's going to cover up a lot of mistakes. You know, as good as we've been playing, you know, it's not been perfect by any means, but, you know, in a sense, the game will never be perfect, but, you know, all you can do is go out there and play with effort and play with energy, and good things will happen.
Does anybody have any questions for Sheldon Rankin remaining?
Yeah, Brett here, just one quick follow-up. Now, three of the four wins happened outside the Superdome, so now you have a couple home games in a row here. I guess you've had some nice plane rides lately, and I wonder if it's just been, you know, if you could describe how enjoyable it maybe has been for you and satisfying professionally this last 5 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a pleasant feeling. You know, being able to, you know, not only get wins, but, you know, wins on the road. You know, that's hard to do in this league. So, you know, being able to get, you know, big wins on the road at, you know, at Carolina, you know, a big-time division opponent, you know, at Green Bay, you know, Lambeau Field is, you know, arguably maybe the toughest place to play at, you know, especially when they're rocking. You know, then having to go, you know, across the pond, you know, to London and play a game. So, I mean, it's been an enjoyable experience. And then, you know, now, you know, being able to come back home, you know, for a couple games and carry this momentum. And we know we're going to get that Superdome rocking. So, you know, it's going to be fun, you know, to come back home and try to keep this streak rolling.
Great. Thanks, Sheldon.
Thank you very much, Sheldon. We appreciate your time.